Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement podcast show, the special series on leading through unconditional love. I'm joined by my fellow luminary here, Dr. Angela Campbell. How goes it today? How bright is your light shining today? How are you doing today, Angela?
It's brighting. It is so bright. Brighting. I like that new word.
Brighting is another word. That's another word we're going to do.
Bright light. You're going to need some sunglasses. I am beaming over here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. See, that's what our goal is, to bring this light to you. And episode one of our series on leading through unconditional love, where we're going to talk about our origin stories, right? And that's we consider ourselves as like seriously superheroes, and we're inviting you to join for light, love, and real constructive binding force to making the world a better place. And we really appreciate you listening to this podcast. And every, you know, journey starts with some type of origin story. And you're going to hear from Angela and I today. But before you hear about our origin stories, we like to just set an intention today. And that's what we're going to do for every episode. When we set this intention, it's for you to understand and center yourselves in the seat of your soul purpose, whatever your respective space is, whether it's professional, you're leading in a professional setting, higher ed, corporate, nonprofit, for-profit, or at home, in whatever way in which you serve, around your friends or your teams, whatever that might be. And think of the most humanized way in which you're going to be able to look at, interact with, care for yourself and then others. We want to promote this humanized approach towards leadership and honor all the people, the leaders of today that are with us in this, right? We want to honor those folks that are on what we would call the cutting edge of leadership think, the cutting edge of literally innovating in leadership for what the times call for. We want to thank them for being with us in this journey that amplifies love and authentic power, as we also thank the ancestors that have come before us, those that are with us right now, and those who will come after us. And all in the effort to evolve life and creative energy on the planet. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Angela, for our affirmation.
All right. So our centering affirmation is a quote from Dr. Cornel West. He wrote, "Never forget that justice is what love looks like in public."
Wow, justice is what love looks like in public. Ah, that's beautiful. I want y'all to sit with that, you know, and think about that and what justice really means, because we don't talk about love and justice a lot of times in the same vein. And as you all go through this podcast series, you'll understand what we mean by love in a sense of promoting constructive outcomes for yourself and for others. So, very beautiful. So, Angela, we are at the time, my friend, where it's time to talk about our origin stories. Like, how do we come to be who we are now as it relates to leading through unconditional love? And I think it's important for folks to know, you know, kind of just a little bit of your story and how it led you to this moment. I know there's tons that you get more so into in the book, but just, you know, want to hear, you know, hear from you right now.
Yes. So in terms of my origins, I am the daughter of Alfred and Sadie Campbell. That's how I like to start talking about myself. I came out of really their dream and imagination and what the universe and life is called forth. And all of us have come out of some intention. And so I was really blessed to come into this world, into a family of my mother and father. I was the oldest. I am the oldest. And they just poured out all that they had. They gave me the best of what they got. And none of us are perfect people, but I'm exceedingly grateful to them. And so I just wanted to take a moment to honor them. And so who I am is an extension of their hopes and dreams as well. And I was named Angela, believe it or not, after Angela Davis. And I'm sure, and I know for a fact, I'm not the only person whose parents did that in the early 70s.
And, that's good. It makes sense that you're doing this book then, you know?
It makes sense because we know, you know, Angela Davis, one of her famous quotes is, she says, we have to talk about liberating minds as well as liberating society. And so there's a large part of who I am that is very much centered in the energy of activism and liberation and the energy of freedom. And so, you know, as I write in the book about, you know, what has brought me forth and brought forth my propensity to be engaged in a topic like unconditional love, is that, you know, love has always been with me. I've always been very cognizant of love and its power and its presence and power in the world. And as I've grown and evolved, I'm realizing just how powerful, like it is beyond comprehension, the immense power of love's capacity to heal and to grow and to illuminate and to transmute darkness into light, negativity into positivity, and to bring forth this infinite intelligence into this world. And so, you know, over the course of my life, I've really been interested. I've been a spiritual seeker my whole life. I've always been trying to better understand, you know, the existential questions all of us ask, right? Who am I? Why am I here? Why is the world so inequitable, so unjust, so discriminatory? And what is my place in that, in those conversations and in those realities? And so, you know, growing up, going to Catholic school and being introduced to God through the Catholic intellectual tradition, you know, questions and my thoughts about God have just continued to grow and evolve. And, you know, I attended my parents' friends', you know, churches, and I was always trying to understand, what's God have to do with it? And what is the role of spirit, spirituality, and religion in the drama that is all over the place? It's in history, it's in present times. And so, you know, through a lot of moments in my life, I've just always been trying to figure things out. And, you know, I attended LaSalle University. Then I, you know, attended University of Maryland College Park, and you know, I'm the mother of three beautiful, amazing children. I am a current, you know, vice president for Mission, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging at Cabrini University. So, you know, I feel like I've lived a lot of lives and walked along a lot of paths. And I'm just going to pause there because there'll be more that I'll say about my origins and my story in the book. And I think that everyone will really enjoy hearing more from your story. I really enjoyed listening to your story, obviously more than telling mine. So Dr. Carl S. Moore, can you bring us a little bit more stuff?
Nope, you can't do that. You go more with your story. No, I'm just kidding. No, I know how it is. Just to sit and talk about yourself. I enjoy hearing about your story. And you definitely do have some wonderful kids. I'm fans of them. Maybe this is a recording now so that they know. I'm not just saying it. You've done such a great job with those little folks. Those grown people now, rather. So thanks, Angela. Well, you know, it's interesting because I tell my story, but I don't know if you introduced me to this quote or not. There's so much. I think the origin of my origin story could be, there's like a Mother Teresa quote where she's like, something like it, and you're so good with quoting these things ever since grad school, where you're like citing things and I'm like just more of the general. She's like, if you have a anti-peace rally, do you know, how does that quote go? Do you know the quote I'm referring to, Angela?
That one. Oh, that's a great quote. Of course
it's something along the lines of like, They were trying to invite her. Maybe it's not a quote, it's a story where it's like they're like trying to invite Mother Teresa to this anti-war rally. She's like, but when you tell me about a pro-peace rally, then I'll show up. Do you know how that story goes? Because that's connected to my origin story.
you got it. You nailed it just now.
Well, that's it. That's connected to my origin story. Ever since I was a young kid, I've always been into the nuances of things. Like that doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm about love, light, energy, but I'm, kind of a thinker in a way of making it add up. I'm like, and sometimes that led me to certain, exposing certain hypocrisies or things that, when you're younger, you're like, you could be a little bit more dualistic. Well, hey, if this is what the church says, then why aren't they doing this? And then it led me to leave, I was raised Christian, but then exploring other spiritual paths. But my very, very beginning, love really informs me in that I was born premature, second youngest of six kids. My grandmother was a missionary and she used to pray for the sick. And my mother, of course, being, she was an evangelist even more so later, but into herbs and, this is before Whole Foods had like the aisles. She was looked at as like the person who's like, hey, what's that strange stuff you're doing? You're saying about, the naturopathic, this being like in the 80s or late 70s, 80s. So from the very beginning, love of the body, love of something beyond us has really informed me, because I wasn't supposed to be able to walk or talk, but and my mother, of course, never missed an opportunity to tell me, hey, we massaged your legs with holy oil and we prayed on you and pulled on them and you were able to walk and play football, boy. She would say that. And my mother's one of my angel friends, guides and walks with me now. She's transitioned in 2017 and even motivates me even more. So throughout my life, I've always been about love, energy, and about the promotion of constructive ends. And it's been like that since the very beginning. And I mean, of course, that prayer, everyone's, in certain, households receive prayer if they have mothers who are into the church and grandmothers in the church or what have you. But for me, it just really charged me in that special way into loving my body. And I've always had this real true sense for loving my, being around. So this love for myself always leaked over to others in terms of even when we move around a lot from a home, and which you'll get into, we talk about the moves and things like that, but it really promoted this. So my origin story, that's a little bit about what you're gonna hear in the book, like that. And then whether it's the receiving love from, in high school middle school from a gym teacher, high school from track football coaches, college mentors, along the way in professional careers, and even my own bouts of like, love, in terms of whether it be like relationships, in and out of work, and it really kind of informing this, hey, okay, this is what works. But the element that really, really most in the most dense way shifted me to say, hey, we have to do this, is the spiritual walk and my learning about myself as a spiritual being and on a pursuit of trying to find my identity as a descendant of a slavery lineage, or at least what people have told me, right? And I get into that, and this understanding of the connection to others and trying to line those up with leadership. So that's a little bit about my origin story, and I'm not going to get much deeper because you're just going to have to read the book if you want to know a little bit more. But Angela, you are on that journey, right? You're going to hear about how I met Angela and how she's a part of this story and the role the pandemic played. Go ahead, Angela. Yeah.
So we met at Temple University. I have to give a shout out to.
No, see, I wasn't going to tell anybody yet. I was going to say, read the book. But go ahead, Angela. You want to tell about my origin story now? Go ahead. No, just kidding.
Well, no, I felt compelled. I felt compelled.
No, it's necessary. It's necessary.
Because I think shouted out my other schools.
Major shout out to Temple University. I have to make sure. Shout out to Temple University because the connection to Angela Kim, we were in the Urban Ed program, which I really do think that urban education, if framed in another way, could be what's the most, the love lens that you could do to look through, you know, inequities and school systems and districts and things of that sort, K-12. And I used the program to look in higher ed and learning science in a way, this mission for love. So yes, Angela, thank you. It's important to state it here since you did shout out some universities. And also shout out to my undergrad, Kutztown. I'm going to shout out all types of universities now. My undergrad, Kutztown University, my grad school, Ohio State University, the first one, the places I work, Community College of Philadelphia. I feel like I've listed everything now. Reading Area Community College. No, I'm just kidding. University of District Columbia. All these places, Howard Community College, all these places that have become, and then there have been some corporate spaces that really add on to the story of like seeing how love showed up in those spaces or they did not show up. And it all is good information for folks to take in. So that's a little bit about our origin stories and why we're coming to you from this, like, we've been leaders and we have home lives as well. The fusion of those is what you're going to get in this book. So Angela, final words from you before we send them to the next episode.
We really want you to tune in to our next episode where we're going to talk about our luminaries and the bodies of work that influenced us. We're going to get into some detail and we invite you to that conversation. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. Thank you so much. We are sending you love, light, and peace.
All right. Peace and love, everybody. See y'all next time.